Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Forget ma or ma'am. It seems that all young people now are saying mom. So with Americanisms becoming part of our daily conversations, just why are millennials and Gen Z, and there I go again, Gen Z, sounding so different? Senior lecturer in applied linguistics at the University of Limerick, Dr. Elaine Vaughan, joins us now. You're very welcome, Elaine. I don't know if you read the piece by Tanya Sweeney in the Irish Independent today. Really good, and put her finger, I think, on what an awful lot of people get really annoyed about as I see the text flooding into the screen. So is mom the new ma?
That's a very, very interesting question. I did see the piece today. I spoke to Tanya a little while ago about it. And I think that this is what we would call observed language change, because I thought about it before I came on the program. I said that I would look at a database that we have, which is now about 20 years old, thereabouts. Mm-hmm. And it's people speaking English every day, different situations. Most of it's informal. So I just looked at the different uses. And the one at the top when I searched was mammy, and then ma'am. Mm-hmm. Then mum, then ma. But now we have lots of people saying, actually, no, people are saying mom more often now. And that's something they can't tell you. Well, I mean, clearly something is happening in terms of what people sort of, you know, what we hear around us as well. So one of the theories is simply that we have so much exposure to different Englishes now via media, via mobility, that that's how we change the words that we use or the way that we speak or the way that we sound.
Yeah, but can we not be exposed to it without taking it on?
Well, it's true, but I suppose the thing about it is, I would say that looking at the figures I have in front of me now, the sort of, you look at mom, for example, it's not a million miles away from, it's a million miles away perhaps in the way it sounds from mammy, but mom was also popular at the time. So mom and mom were also popular 20 years ago. So perhaps children saying mom and mom 20 years ago now have their own children.
This reminds me of an old geezer who told me, he's been literally 20 minutes telling me how to, schooling me on how to say post office. And apparently it wasn't post office, it was post office. And yes, I couldn't understand the difference. But people are really fed up, I can tell you, Elaine. let me read
Isn't
you this
one. Isn't it interesting, though?
Oh, yeah, go on. Let me read you, and then you can comment. On the, I'm fed up to the back teeth of American pronunciation, says Finola. Right? Are you ready for this? These are Spitfire missiles coming in at you. Look up a dictionary if you want to get the correct English pronunciation of words like legendary and symmetry and secondary and secretary, etc. I'm sure you didn't go to a secondary school, and I didn't work in a secretary. I'm open to corrections, says Finola, but as I understand it, there is a vowel before re at the end of the word, and the vowel is silent. Phew, she says, I got that off my chest.
Well, yeah, I bet she feels better now.
Yeah,
isn't it amazing how this sort of mobilizes people as well? I think people tend to notice the things that irritate them. You know, like I was laughing at the piece today because I had said in passing, you know, in emails, a lot of people say to me, you know, they reach out to me in emails, which doesn't sound normal to me, doesn't sound natural to me. But then that's because of the age I am and, you know, when I learned English and what I have exposure to. But for other people, that's completely normal. And I did say, I'm not mad about it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what we do as linguists is we observe language. We describe language, we don't judge it.
Is this listener right then? Is this listener right? If that's correct, right? Linguist, Dr. Linguist, mom actually comes from Irish and is a colloquial thing in Munster, not an Americanism. And in Irish, Munster people do say avam.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's almost impossible to answer questions like that, but it's a good theory. And it's absolutely possible that things have moved from Ireland to America, from Ireland to England, particular words, particular pronunciations, particular turns of phrases, and in the other direction as well. It's how we perceive them. Okay. So when we hear mom, we're perceiving something that's an Americanism, but not necessarily immediately saying, oh, that sounds just like mommy.
Okay.
You know, mommy.
Yeah. Young people, says another listener, young children in school using the word store instead of shop.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah,
when did start become get-go, says another listener. So are we losing our accent then? Is that what's happening?
I mean, I don't think so. I think what people are observing are kind of changes to the way that young people speak. And in fact, if you look at any of those examples or lots of those examples, I think that people are probably referring to perhaps the way their kids are speaking. Perhaps be, yeah, and I realise that I just said that with a kind of a high rise,
right,
the way their kids
right.
are speaking.
You're damned if you do
or
here.
Perhaps the way they're, I know, exactly, or the way their teens are speaking. And this is like typically a time in your life. So obviously children are acquiring language, so their language is changing all the time. And particularly teens tend to, well, there's kind of an interesting thing going on, whereas on the one hand, they tend towards autonomy in the way that they sound and speak, mm-hmm. and maybe the lexis that they use, sort of autonomy from the parents, but then they kind of tend to affiliate towards the groups that they're involved
well,
in,
there
their
you
peer
go.
Groups.
And that's some rationale or some logic. Look, we're out of time, yeah. unfortunately, but good to catch up.
Thank
good
God.
To catch up.
That was our question.
And you just have a good day, Dr. Elaine Vaughan of UL. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.